Good morning. My name is Emma Flanagan, and today I'm with
Hayley Simpson,
Thomas Morrison,
Amy Armstrong,
Jonah Templeton.
And today we are interviewing a lady with a passion for golf. Please welcome Jane Gillis.
At what age did you start playing golf?
I was quite late in starting playing golf, actually. Maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, so I was about 28 thereabouts. And what actually happened, I'd never played golf before, even though we've got 3 clubs in Ireland, and I was away at a training day in Oban, and the chap that was coming to do the workshop with us couldn't come. He'd been held up in traffic. So we had another meeting the following morning, and we had to find something to do with our day, and we went to, there's a hotel called the Isle of Eriska Hotel, and it's got a big driving range, and that's what we did in the afternoon. And after that I thought, you know, I think I'd quite like to try golf. And it's something that I would never have thought that I would have liked, because I'd watched it on the telly, and maybe walked round with some other people playing golf, and I thought, oh, I don't think I'd like this at all. I think it's a waste of a good walk, as people would say. And actually, I found that I really enjoyed it. And from there, I just joined King Garth Club.
What is your favourite golf club and why?
Oh, my favourite is my driver, because I'm quite good at driving. So my long game's quite good, so I can get from the tee up to almost the green. But then sometimes from there it goes rapidly downhill. So that's my favourite. My driver's definitely my favourite club.
Do you have a favourite golf course, and which one do you play at in Rossie?
My favourite's probably my own club that I play at, which is Butte Golf Course, which is out at Kingarth. And it's just a small club and it's on the beach. It's a 9-hole club. It's quite a short club. It's shorter than up at Rossie. It's Rossie's 18 holes, and out at Port Bannatyne, I think, is possibly 11 or 12 holes thereabouts. So I play out at Butte, and that's my favourite, and it's nice and flat compared to Port Bannatyne, which is really, really steep.
Do you know how long golf has been played on the island?
Well, last year at Butte Golf Club, we had a celebration for the 125th anniversary of the club, and I think Rothsay is possibly around about the same age. The Port Bannatyne Club, I would think, is slightly newer. I don't know how much, but I would think considerably, really. So it's probably been played maybe longer than that. That's only when the clubs have been established, so it's maybe been played 10 or 20 years before that. And that's them actually just establishing a club. So a long time.
How far can you drive, and what is your handicap?
My handicap at the moment is still 24. Not very good, I'm afraid. But I've just not had a lot of time to practice. So during the summer, I'd quite like to practice a wee bit more. And I can drive roughly about 220 yards thereabouts.
Do you have to wear anything specific, and do you have your own clubs?
Yes, I've got my own clubs. When I first started out in golf, I just bought a really cheap set, went to Sports Direct. I think the whole set, including the bag, was about £50, and they did me for a couple of years. And then last Christmas, I got a new set, and it's not an expensive set at all. It's just a set that's more designed for ladies, so they're a wee bit shorter. And they're a wee bit more forgiving, so if you hit a bad shot, it doesn't always go out of bounds or onto the beach or whatever. But in terms of special clothing, probably the most important thing is shoes, golfing shoes. And again, you can get them really quite cheap, but they've got wee studs in the bottom of them, so when you're hitting, your feet aren't sliding about. And there's lots and lots of different clothing that you can buy for golf. Some of it is up to hundreds and hundreds of pounds for shoes, for trousers, and a lot of golf courses that you'll go to, not so much in Butte, but on the mainland, they've got a dress code. So they have ladies have to cover their arms, which is quite common. Men have to wear a shirt, or they have to wear a polo shirt that's got a collar on it. They don't allow just t-shirts. You maybe have to wear proper trousers, definitely no jeans in some courses. So there's lots and lots of kind of variations between clubs, but I think really as long as you're smart and you're going out smart, then they're quite happy.
Do you think female golfers are treated the same as male golfers?
I think on the island, where I've had most of my experience in golf, that I wouldn't say they're treated any differently. I think the men's sections are more established, so they've got their competitions set up, and there's more men that play golf in Ireland certainly than there is women. On the whole, I think it's probably changing for the better. Women are becoming a bit more equal to the men in golf. There have been kind of issues, I think, and ladies getting onto the courses at the same time or the same amount of time as men. But certainly, I think it's changing. It's going to be better.
How might someone take up golf as a hobby?
Well, on Bute, there's three golf courses, and Port Manatine has got a really good junior section. So if you were a young person wanting to learn, you could go along, and they've got qualified coaches that could take you out. You could get an adult if you wanted to walk around with you and join any of the clubs. They're not expensive to join. I think out at Bute Golf Club, it's about £20 for the year, which is fantastic. For adults, I think it's maybe a bit more difficult for an adult to join if you've never played before. It's maybe not something that you would necessarily get into if you didn't have a friend, for example, that would go around with you. But I think most of the clubs in Bute are quite welcoming and would arrange a buddy for you to go around and to learn. So I think it would be fine, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming here and your own time. I am Amy Armstrong, going back to the studio.